The federal government is signalling it will announce a small company tax cut in the May budget. That risks leaving workers bitter that they won't get an income tax break. So the government is trying to sweeten its case by arguing workers would also benefit from a lower company tax rate. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
A company tax cut appears likely in the May budget, with the government arguing it would boost investment and productivity. But the Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen is sceptical, labelling it the government's latest thought bubble.
We'd need to see it, but I must say that the government is now prioritising company tax cuts over services, over return to budget balance. That is a very serious thing for them to do. So we would need to see their plans. We would need to see them outlined.
The rate cut is tipped to be modest, from 30% to 28.5%. That's in line with a push from the Business Council to lower the company tax rate in stages, with the next one taking it to 25% by 2020. But the Business Council's also pushing hard for personal tax cuts, saying it's unfair that workers are slipping into higher tax brackets through inflation. And it would be a political challenge for the government to offer to cut tax for business but leave personal income rates untouched. The Cabinet Secretary Arthur Sinodinos argued on Insiders workers can benefit from company tax cuts.
Ultimately, there are lots of studies that show that that ultimately leads to higher GDP in the economy and higher wages for workers. At least 50% of the impact of cutting company taxes goes in higher wages for workers and higher employment.
But Ben Oakhurst, Executive Director of the Australia Institute, says there isn't strong evidence that tax cuts deliver stronger growth.
There's no modelling doing a comparative analysis that if you spent the revenue on other things, on infrastructure, on transport, on education, on childcare, you wouldn't get a better growth dividend. And for those proponents of a company tax cut, that's what we need to see, that comparative analysis that this is the best way of spending government revenue. It won't stack up. Australia has a revenue problem. We're a low-taxing country. Even Australia's company tax rate is only in the middle of the OECD pack. In that environment, the economic case for a company tax cut is very weak.
Mr. Oakhurst says it would also be a political risk.
A company tax cut is about the lowest ranking option for voters in terms of spending government revenue. But counterintuitively, even personal income tax cuts are no longer as popular as spending the money on government services or infrastructure. And I think in the climate where we've been repeatedly told that the budget is under strain, there's even less appetite for tax cuts, and in particular company tax cuts, when we've had a barrage of information about how little companies are paying in tax and how much tax avoidance is going on.
It's possible that the latest signal about company tax is an attempt to lower expectations and then offer something in this budget that kicks in from July 2017, which is when high-income earners will pay less tax because the temporary deficit levy expires.
That report from Louise Yaxley.